everybody. Welcome to another episode of Huffin' Racin' Radio. It's been a hot minute, like a long-ass time, like about a month and a half. But I'm your host, Landon Huffman, and sitting beside me, just me and my co-host, Seth Brotherton. Who's your daddy? How we doing, Seth?
We're doing good. How are you?
I'm all right. No RJ today, no third co-host, just me and Seth. We're going to try to get you guys caught up on everything, talk about this past weekend, which was a absolutely fantastic weekend for Huffin' Racin'. And we're going to break that down and talk a little bit about everything that has been going on briefly and hopefully try to get this podcast back on the rails because we've been way off out in left field for God knows how long. And to try to get it back in place, it's been very, very busy at Huffin' Racin'. I've pretty much worked all my guys to death for no pay. So that's nice, except for Seth. He's been coming around here lately, but there for a while he was absent for a bit. And he come back just in time to have a fantastic experience at the racetrack.
Ain't great, that right? Great start to the year. Really glad I came back.
Did you look at today's National Day? Is that even the thing? Have we moved on from that?
I didn't look.
No, you ain't even got to look at it. So since we last talked, we've went to New Smyrna for Speed Weeks with a modified and Shamrock Motorsports. We were down there, supposed to race five nights, ended up racing four. If you haven't kept up with the vlog or anything, we blew a motor the test day on Sunday.
Day one,
eight laps in, and the motor grenaded. So that set us back, but Shamrock was able to get us a motor from Robert Yates, and we raced the final four nights. The competition down there was really damn good. Racing against a lot of those wheel and tour boys, and obviously we have no idea what we're doing when it comes to the modified yet. We held our own. I was proud of our effort, but, you know, just bumps in the road, not, you know, having the full practice time down there that everybody else did. Plus, a lot of those guys raced the wheel and tour race the night before or the weekend before the five nights of Speed Weeks. So they already had a leg up on us in that regard, but also they raced those modified cars like we race late models. So all in all, our best finish, I think, was 14th. Every night, there was at least 23 cars, I think, was the smallest field, 30 being the biggest field. And the final night was probably going to be our best run. There was 28 cars. We qualified 10th in the Richie Evans Memorial and ran inside the top 10 in 9th for the first 30 laps, and then we started getting loose. And then the transmission started screwing up, which was product of the motor blowing earlier in the week, and started jumping out of gear, so we didn't finish. Seth did not go to New Smyrna, but we did have to emergency call in Gutman because Rich had a medical problem while we were down there, and he had to go home, and gladly all that is taken care of now, and Rich is all good. But Gutman was an emergency help, come down last minute, as well as Mark did.
Mark did. Yeah. They teamed up to get you a motor.
Yeah, yeah. Mark drove the motor down, and then Gutman came down later because we didn't have any help to finish the week off. But we learned a lot. One of the biggest issues with the modified, and one of the differences for me, is the moving suspension.
Might be wondering who Mark is. We got a couple new guys.
Yes, we do have a few new guys.
Since the last time we talked.
If you've been watching the YouTube vlog, you've seen some of them. Mark is one. He's an old school racer. Used to race against my dad back in the day at Hickory Motor Speedway and raced for a very long time. Was out of it for a little while. I go to Panthers games with him. Lord, help our soul. Mark has PSLs, so he's pretty much in deep shit with those as well. Great investment. But he's been helping us out in the shop, and he's going to be a part of our, you know, floundering squad all year this year. And then we've got Danielson.
Danielson.
Yeah, he's a NASCAR Tech Institute student. Met him at Caraway. He's been coming to the shop and helping us out some. So you'll be seeing him in the vlog. We refer to him as Danielson, and that's his name. His name's actually Daniel. He's from New York. He's a Yankee.
He is a Yankee.
Yes.
Damn near Canadian.
Yes. The first thing that Daniel did, one of the first tasks he did, I had him paint lead, and he painted it on the asphalt outside in front of our shop.
In front of the front door.
And he painted it white. So now there's about 20 white cubes.
It's like hopscotch.
Painted outside.
Really bad hopscotch.
Other than that, Daniel's done an excellent job, and I'm happy to have him a part of our team. But neither one of them, or, well, Mark went to Smyrna. Daniel started helping, I guess, around that time and has been helping since. But what I was saying about the modified, I wanted to touch on this briefly just because I've had a lot of people ask me about it. But, you know, one of the main differences with the modified versus what I'm used to running is they are three-link cars, and the top link on the modified cars vary. You know, some of them are solid top link. Some of them have a torque arm. Some of them have an A-cell, D-cell shock absorber thing that basically controls pinion angle on entry and exit of the corner. All of that stuff is new to me, and that feel is new to me. And so adjusting to that at a place like New Smyrna, which for me, the first time ever racing the modified at one of the fastest modified tracks, basically that they go to throughout the year, was a learning curve. But I don't think we had the correct adjustments to make to pacify what we were fighting in the car. We were very loose in, couldn't work it out of the car, and I think we needed a solid top link to try down there, and we just didn't have it. So moving forward, our next race in the modified will be March 30th at Tri-County. In a Smart Tour, which I'm excited for.
Bad news.
What?
I'm fishing that day.
You're not going to Tri-County. When did you decide this? Did you just add a tournament to your schedule?
No.
Yeah, you did. Is that what you and your dad were talking about on the way home?
Well, we've been talking about it a while.
But you just added it. This was not a part of your schedule.
No, we were pretty certain we were going to fish this one. Miss Lake Hickory. Can't afford not to.
Okay. Because you're fishing on the 30th, would that mean that you're going to Orange County on the Thursday prior?
Whew.
For the Orange Crush 200? That is our car, too. We're running our 75
maybe
car.
Maybe, because I'm off that Friday.
Oh, well, yeah, perfect. Sorry.
I didn't say yes. I didn't commit. I said maybe.
Seth's going to go with me and do tires.
Well, that would require me to take that Thursday off, would it not?
Yeah.
Yeah, that probably ain't going to happen.
Hey, you can take one off. You didn't take a day off for Southern National.
We had a long wait till June.
All you got to do is win the fishing tournament, and it don't freaking matter.
Yeah.
How much does that one pay?
I don't really know. It's the same one I won before.
Oh, like 20 grand?
No, hell no.
10 grand?
They pay like 8 or 10 to win.
10 grand's pretty good. I'd have to win 10 late model races at Hickory to pay that. Actually, no, I'd have to win 20.
Oh.
Because if you win two in one night, it's $12.50. So I'd have to win like 16 late mile races.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so you win one tournament and you can come. You'll be all right. Seth has won that tournament before, by the way. It feels like 3-4 years since you've even caught a fish.
Should I call 20 last week? It's all little, about the size of your monster can.
In a tournament?
Hell no. I ain't fished a tournament in a long time.
Well, I guess Seth won't be coming to Tri-County for the Smart Tour race, but that is our next one in the modified in our Shamrock Motorsports number 98. So I'm excited for that. We've got some stuff to adjust on and hopefully make it better. But like I said, that Thursday prior to that, I believe it's March 27th, we will be at Orange 28th. We will be at Orange County Speedway for the Orange Crush 200 Ward Burton Invitational Race, $15,000 to win. I'm going to be driving our new Huffman Racing car that we own, Jasmine, which is a 2023 PRW car that I got from Justin Carroll. It was one of his car store cars last year. So it's a brand new car in our fleet. We have not raced it yet, and I'm excited for that. We'll be putting it together and testing soon, hopefully.
Haven't touched it yet.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we have.
Oh, man, I put my hand on it.
We fixed the sway bar tube and stuff like that.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
And then I bought all the parts to fix it. Yeah, so I got to get all the center link and the steering components on it, and I got shocks and springs for it, too. Yeah. I got all that. I got to get a fuel line. I got some other stuff I got to get for it. But anyways, we'll be at Orange County on the 28th. And then the schedule for us moving forward after that, if those of you are writing this down, which many of you probably aren't, but I have people ask me this all the time. Our schedule moving forward is 28th at Orange County. The week before that is the Cars Tour at New River, which is the 23rd.
Yep.
23rd at New River, 28th at Orange County, 30th at Tri-County in the Modified. Then the following week, April 6th, yep, Hickory Cars Tour. And then the week after that, April 13th, is Smart Tour in the Modified at Hickory. So that's our schedule. I know that was a mouthful. That's what we got coming up. And, yeah, we got a lot on our plate. So, the giant elephant in the room, or Yeah, I guess it would be an elephant. I'm trying to think of what our car drove like this weekend. Not an elephant. Yeah. A giant turd is what it was like. Just a big brown brick of turd. Turd of brick. Big round brick. Turd brick. It would have turned right better than it turned left. Anyways, this past weekend, we were down at Southern National Motorsports Park. First time I've ever been there. And we brought our Jimmy Mooring Racing number 37 to run the first race of the Cars Tour season, 2024 Z-Max Cars Tour late model stock season. And off the trailer, we struggled really bad. Now, keep in mind, we just got this car done.
When did you get it done?
Like 2 days before we left. Well, the day before we left.
Thursday night.
Yeah. Just got it done. Everything on it's brand hammer new. You know, everything's new to us. It's an R&S race car, which I've never had before. Never worked on them before. We've also always had big spring cars, so I've never worked on a coilover car, really. We had coilover stuff. Like, I think we were big spring front, coilover rear, or coilover front, big spring rear in Gilbert at one point.
It used to be big spring rear, coilover front.
Yes, now it's big spring.
What was Francis?
Francis was a coilover car, but we didn't use the damn spring rater on it.
Yeah.
So all this was new for me. And the ideology over at R&S is also new for me from a setup standpoint. It's different methodologies and approaches to how you go about setting the car up, which obviously they run good and are up front. And McCarty and those guys win races. Deke won two races last year. The setups are good and they're fast. I just have no idea how to put them together, or didn't going into this car. So I started, you know, a couple weeks ago, months ago, trying to learn the spring rater machine. We used it down at New Smyrna for the Modify, but it's a little bit different because the type of springs and stuff. But once we started working on this R&S car, I felt like I had a decent idea of how to put everything together. And so I ran all my down numbers that come from R&S, you know, and got a baseline package in the car. But for whatever reason, it would not turn. And we couldn't figure out what the deal was on Friday practice. And then because it rained, we lost, what, two practices on race day? Yeah, two 30-minute practices. So we had to go straight to qualifying on Sunday. And we were a half second off the slowest car.
We were not last. We were dead ass, like not even close.
Yeah, we weren't even in, like, we weren't even, we shouldn't have been there.
No, we'd have been all down in like three laps if we'd have made the race.
If I would have got in on provisional points, I'd have probably parked it after 15 laps because we'd have been that bad.
Yeah.
Because I for damn sure wasn't going to go two, three laps down out there. we would have had a mechanical malfunction and parked. So we missed the race. That's the first ever race I've DNQ'd for. In a late model, and it was super embarrassing. I hated it for everyone. Hated it most for Jimmy Mooring because, you know, he's put a lot of money into that race car, and all of our guys, you know, sacrificed time away from home and away from families and money and effort to put this car together. You know, all my guys are volunteer. Most of you watching know this or listening know this. So it was quite the slap on the dick to not, just to be frank, to not make the race or even be comparably close. So very frustrating, but obviously we knew something was wrong. Something significant was wrong with the car because we've never in a million years been that bad, ever.
No.
Ever. I don't recall a time where I ever felt that way. And then here's the worst part. We missed a show, and then Dad's trying to get out, so we go ahead and load the car up, and Dad just says, screw it. He pulls our trailer with a big-ass 75 on it, right, which the whole crowd just watched us load our car up on the front stretch because all the cars are still lined up after qualifying. Then Dad pulls our trailer around and pulls that bitch all the way down the front stretch in front of the whole crowd during driver intros. They're doing driver intros, and Dad just says, piss on this shit, and he just drove all the way out of the track. So everybody watched us leave. So it was terrible. Sorry to the fans, too. You know, all the fans come out, and I had a lot of people there to support us. A lot of 37 shirts and hats in the crowd. A lot of Landon Huffman merchandise, and no Landon Huffman on track. So that is 100% my fault. But here is the, I guess, silver lining to all this. Silver lining. Is it silver lighting or silver lining?
I think it's lining.
Silver lining. Wouldn't it be, what does that mean, actually?
I don't know.
I just remember it from Stuart Little.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
The only good part about this was there was no good part. I guess the upside was we found what we think is our issue. We took the car straight to R&S Race Cars on...
yesterday morning.
Yep, Monday, yesterday morning. Me and Gutman did. Left out about 6:30. And Marcus Richmond and all the R&S team helped us go through it, check all the setup, you know, go over all the ins and outs, parts and pieces of it, see where we might have went wrong. Thankfully, you know, we didn't find any glaring problems that we put together. You know, all the assembly was okay. We did find one little brake line kink on the left front, which could have happened like in the garage. I don't think that was necessarily a major issue, but we did find that. And then, you know, they pulled a camber shim here or put a camber shim in there, whatever, like small things. But all our pivots and stuff were right, which was refreshing to hear. Also scary at the time because we didn't know. I mean, if he told me everything was right, then I guess I was just going to retire. But then we got to the rear, you know, and Marcus put all his setup in it. And we get to the rear of the car, and it's the left side of the car is way high with Marcus's setup in it, which is what I tried to put in it and couldn't figure out why I couldn't get my numbers right. And come to find out, the shock mount was the incorrect left rear shock mount, which was significantly different from what R&S race cars run. And it came on the rear end. So that's something that I wouldn't have known and something Marcus wouldn't have known. And I'm not the person who ordered the rear end, you know, because it was previously already bought by the time we got this deal. And so I just didn't know. And for me not running and operating an R&S race car before out of my shop, I did not know, you know, what that measurement stuff needed to look like. I was just kind of doing what I was told. And as far as, you know, the R&S people knew, you know, all that, everything that was on our car was identical to what all their cars are supposed to be, but it was not. So because of that, we had way too much dynamic load in the left rear, which was causing the entire left side of the car to pick up, which was causing it to be dog shit tight. And then on exit was causing it to dump over on the right side and be really loose down the straightaway, but really tight on initial throttle. And, you know, would have caused all the problems I was having. Hopefully, by fixing that and getting all our numbers right, the car looks 100 times better sitting there. Like, it looks like it should. It looks like the R&S cars do now. Thank the Lord. But I don't know for 100% fact that that's our problem solved yet, because we haven't went and tested. Our plan is to go to Tri-County on Friday and shake the car down, test. I would go earlier, but
if it's the same, we're pushing it back in the trailer and coming on back to the house.
If it's the same, I'm unhooking that bitch on 40 and watching it pass me on the right side in the damn, in the rumble strip lane and leaving it. But no, I'm pretty confident. I mean, I'm confident that we found the issue, and it's a beautiful race car. You know, everything on it's brand new. We're very fortunate to have access to all those things, and I'm also fortunate that Marcus Richmond and the R&S team is willing to help me and work through our kinks, because, you know, it's our responsibility to get that thing running, and they gave us all the tools and equipment to do so. So at this point, it's up to me and the Huffman Racing guys to make it go. But with that being said, horrible weekend. However, I was beating myself up pretty bad originally, and I was frustrated. But now, you know, I kind of have the mindset that it's over with, it's done with, move forward. That's the only thing we can do. And just get our shit right so we can go run up front and prove to everybody that that's not us. I mean, everybody watching knew that something was going on, but still, you have several dumbasses that always love to run their mouth.
That's because they don't like you.
Yeah.
Or us, or whatever.
Or anything that
I
we do.
I never understood that either. If they hung out with us for a day, they would realize that, like, we're fun. And there's no reason not to like us. We're just a bunch of morons.
Yeah, but Seth, I will say this. Just because we may think that we're fun, other people may not think that we are fun or cool or likable at all. They might think
that's true.
We may piss them off just by how we look.
I'm beautiful, so.
Well, does your wife tell you that?
Yeah.
Mine tells me that, too. So maybe both of us.
I'm very pretty.
Maybe both of us are in freaking trouble. So that was our weekend. It was shitty, but
I had a pretty easy day Sunday, though.
Yeah, hell, we had to buy a pit pass for Seth. He walked in, looked at tires, and then qualified and went home.
Y'all had them marked left and right, And
you just chose what was going on the front and rear.
Yep. I just did front and rear and caught her done, bolted them on in the tech line and ate a bag of Funyuns and it was time to come home.
Yeah, that was rough.
I do recall before qualifying, we were talking and I said if we didn't make the race, we were at least eating steak on the way home. That, in fact, did not happen either.
What did we eat?
Sheets. You offered Bojangles and then settled on Sheets.
Yeah, Sheets is good, though.
Yeah, but Bojangles is better.
Who was going to pay for the steaks?
Ourselves.
Okay, see, now that, I mean,
I wasn't expecting you to buy me a steak. I was going to buy my own steak.
I don't think we deserved a steak.
No, we deserved some Purina cat chow.
We didn't deserve a steak. Man, just, I don't ever want to have that feeling again, ever. Another thing that happened in between the last time we talked to you guys is we took our new driver, Keenan Tully, to Hickory.
We did.
It was his first ever time racing a limited late model, first time ever at Hickory. He finished 10th. We've got some room to improve, but he got better every time he went on the racetrack and didn't tear anything up. It was a successful weekend, and he'll be back in action at Tri-County in the near future here, possibly even testing him this weekend as well on Saturday. So looking forward to that. Hopefully Keenan continues to get better, and we can work our shit out on the cars for side, and also hopefully our weekly cars go as good as they have been in the past. We've almost got Deuce back together.
Almost.
Yep. We Gutman is down there right now working through a Chevy upgrade motor. So somebody should probably go check on him. Because I went down there earlier, and he had shit slung all on the floor. And he was turning the crank on the motor with a ratchet wrench. And I didn't ask any questions. He was pouring something. He had the oil pan off, and he was pouring something down into the... Somebody should go check on him, actually, now that I say that.
Gutman has too much free time at the moment, so he's been a full-time free laborer for Landon.
Yeah, Gut's in between jobs. He took a new job, and then there was a lot of safety issues at that new job.
He also, so he also quit. Found a very interesting item sorting through a box of plastic.
Yeah, so Gut was sorting through a box of plastic. Yeah, I'll tell this. I don't care. Hopefully Gut don't get mad. He's already quit that job, so it probably shouldn't matter. Maybe he'll get OSHA called on him or something.
We don't even know the name of the place, though.
So. No, I don't know the name of it. I really don't. But Gut was sorting through plastics at his job, which also, they kind of tricked him into this deal because that wasn't supposed to be his job title, but they kind of gave him like the shit job to start with, which he said he was fine with. But he was sorting through plastics, and first he found a couple of razor blades in there. But then what set him over the edge was he found a used maxi pad. Yep, used maxi pad in there. He picked it up with some pliers and walked it into his manager's office, and I believe he put it on his desk. And then 2 days later, he quit. So Gut's been a full-time unpaid employee at Huffman Racing, and he's been very helpful. He went with me yesterday. He took notes like an MF-er yesterday. I ain't never seen somebody take notes like that. Thank God he went with me, because everything that came out of Marcus Richmond's mouth, Gut was writing it down.
That's good. That's what you needed.
Yeah. I mean, Gut probably knows how Marcus Richmond wipes his ass.
Well.
Which could be useful.
Yeah. You ever get in a dilemma?
Yep. We also walked into the shop this morning, and Gut had somebody dropped him off a whole pack of Looney Tunes socks.
Oh?
Yeah, I don't know. Which kind of concerns me, because I have no idea who's been in our shop.
Oh, I've been telling you.
By the way, we totally have security cameras, and...
It was foggy yesterday, so you couldn't see on them.
Yeah. Yeah, we also have an armed guard.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. His name is JV.
Yeah. He's up at...
He's up all hours. Yeah, I don't think he sleeps.
I don't think he sleeps. Every time I come by, the lights are on.
So. Oh, Lord. Well, we're going to... Do you have anything else to add, Seth?
Man, I don't think so.
Okay, anything you want to tell your fans?
No, not really. No. Nothing fun.
We're still not to 1,000 followers on Twitter X, are we?
I don't believe so.
Man, we need to get
there.
We're
getting close.
Yeah, well, considering you tweet...
I gained a few the couple days.
You tweet once a month.
I had a good tweet yesterday.
Yeah, that was your once a month tweet about Gilbert.
Things have been busy in my life.
I got this new RNS hat. You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of hats, we have all new hats and shirts for the Cars Tour season on our merchandise store, grassrootsglobal.shop.
I must be ignorant, but I looked earlier and I didn't see the first hat. So.
Oh, probably because I haven't put them up yet.
There was like three things on the store.
Oh, that's not good. Maybe my wife screwed it up.
Yeah, BT dubs.
That's not good. Okay, I'm going to have to go check that out. But grassrootsglobal.shop, if it's not on there, that means I ain't figured it out yet. But we do have a lot of new stuff on there. We have a new Huffman Racing Hell Tour shirt, which it is the Hell Tour.
It started, yeah, for sure.
Yep.
I don't know. Keep your negative comments to yourself. You're pissing us off.
Yeah. Also, if you think you can set a car up better than us, and you're watching on YouTube and you're commenting on YouTube, I'm just here to tell you that you can't. Because you wouldn't be commenting on my YouTube video telling me how to set up my car. You'd be working for somebody. That's pretty much all I got to say about that. But don't look at our performance last week as any indication, please.
That's what I say. A performance like that leads people to believe you have no idea what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, I could see that. I really could see that. But you know what? Well,
honestly, all right, you know for a fact, there's been many times we've been at the racetrack and a car shows up that you've never really seen before, and they unload, and it is just a total pile of shit. And you're just standing there like, what the hell is that? Yeah, that was us this weekend.
It was. Like I said, I hate that feeling.
Yeah. It was not a good feeling having to load everything up and everybody's just in there staring. Like,
yep. Listen, you're only as good as your last race, and I'm finding that out. Also, confidence-wise, confidence is a hell of a thing because I won $30,000 last year, finished second at Martinsville, and I just qualified dead-ass last in the opener, and I feel like, you know, my confidence is in the bottom of the barrel, and it shouldn't be, and it's not going to be. I know I can drive, obviously, but as a racer, man, it's tough. Like, I can only imagine the people that come out of good rides at an Xfinity level, cup level, and then struggle the following year and can't seem to get out of their own way. You know, it's very much about, you know, what you're driving, and I guess I'm not going to really say that because the car we have is a brand new car, but I mean, what we have, the equipment we have is more than capable of running up front. But I guess the scenario, you know, taking on a lot and doing it all on your own is a big change. I mean, the team I drove for last year had 4 full-time paid employees and a giant, you know, notebook. So, and we're not very good at taking notes. So we got to get better at that.
And then when we need the notebook, we can't find it.
And we get yelled at. Yeah. That's okay. We'll get better. I got faith in us, and I know everyone out there listening or watching, I know you guys have faith as well. So one step at a time. I mean, I'm confident that we'll regain, and I'm ready to get to New River. I'm ready to get to Tri-County this weekend and test and, you know, make sure all our problems are good to go and hopefully get back out there and make everyone proud in the near future. But you got anything else to add, Seth?
Nope.
All right. We'll try to be better at this. I know I said that last time, but if anything, it'll just be me and Seth on here.
If it helps, we've talked about it every week.
We have, and nobody wants to show up to do it. And
schedules
then today,
just don't line.
Well, people just—I mean, it's just been rough.
It's been a lot.
I've been real busy, and so has everybody else. But we're gonna make an effort to be better at it. So thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening. If you're on Apple Podcast or Spotify, you can leave us a 5-star review. If you're just finding us and you haven't already, you can do that. On Apple Podcasts, you can leave us a text review. We will read those, but I don't think we have any new ones, or if we do, we'll go over them in the next episode. If you're on YouTube, make sure you hit that like button, subscribe to the channel. This is the Huffman Racing YouTube channel. And then, like I said, if you're listening on a podcast platform and you would like to watch this, we do have a video version over on the Huffman Racing YouTube channel. But thank you to all of our partners and fans and everyone that supports what we do. This has been another episode of Huffman Racing Radio, and I will catch you guys in the next one. We're out.